Hey guys, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 18 of Phoneboy Speaks. One of the joys of my job at Checkpoint, especially when I'm over here in Israel, is I get to talk to some of the smartest people in the security industry. I was talking with one of our chief security architects today, and we were discussing some of the stuff we're doing around denial of service. And for those who don't know what a denial of service is, I'm going to just attempt to explain it very briefly. So when we talk about a service, we talk about something that responds to requests on the internet and provides the person, you know, or the connection a service, for example, a website or like SSH or something else like that that provides a service. So when we talk about a denial of service, what we're doing is we're talking about sending so many requests to that service that and they look legitimate, but really they're just designed to overwhelm the service so that it cannot respond to legitimate requests. And this is actually a pretty tricky problem to solve, because a denial of service can manifest itself in a number of different ways depending upon how the service is constructed, on what kind of pipe it's available on, and also what's actually trying to be attacked, because there are different parts of the service that can actually be attacked. For example, if you put up a web server on a very slow link, it actually wouldn't be that difficult to create a denial of service condition by simply sending lots of legitimate requests, and it wouldn't even necessarily overwhelm the server, but it would overwhelm the pipe that provides that service, so the impact is the same. You know, it's difficult for Checkpoint to do something about that kind of problem, but what often happens is that the machines that provide these services are behind some sort of security device. It might be Checkpoint, it might be something else, and so part of a denial of service might be attempting to overwhelm the security gateway in such a way that it's not able to forward requests to the service. That effectively creates a condition where, yeah, the service is denied, and so and there's lots of resources on a security gateway. For example, with security gateways often have to track the number of connections per second, and amount of bandwidth, and the kinds of packets and such, and all of those things can potentially cause a problem for a security gateway. And then, of course, there's the service itself. So even if the security gateway is able to mitigate the resource depletion issues that can happen, and believe me, there are ways to do that. And so what you end up with is the server that you're trying to reach, I mean, it's possible to overwhelm that too. And most of the denial of services that we hear about are typically what we call layer 3 or layer 4 attacks. And so they attack the underlying TCP/IP. That's pretty typical of most denial of service, but you can also, of course, send malicious application traffic. So even if you get past all of the layer 3 and layer 4 issues that can happen, you can create a denial of service just by sending malicious application traffic that causes the program providing the service on the server, that can cause that program to crash or do something unexpected or not be able to respond to requests. And those kinds of attacks, they do happen, but they're fairly rare. And they're also, of course, extremely difficult to try and defend against, depending upon the nature of said attack. So anyway, that's a brief overview of what a denial of service is. And it's not always possible to mitigate all of the denial of services that can occur. There are, of course, things you can do to harden it so that your system responds better under those conditions. But at the end of the day, if your pipe's getting flooded, there's not much you can do to sort of mitigate it. So anyway, I'd like to know what you think. So, of course, send me your feedback on Twitter, on Facebook, on app.net, and on Google+. I'm pretty easy to find. This is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.